Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord. This is Arsenius Jackson. I'm coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, and I'm happy that you have joined in for another great episode with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,367th episode, and we are so excited that we have this opportunity to share the goodness of God, to share His love, to share His grace and His mercy that He shares with us. And so, again, we are so excited that you have joined in. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome. My name again is Arsenius, and I'm with One Touch Transformation. One Touch Transformation is a nonprofit organization with a mission to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So it is our mission, it is our duty to head out into the community, into the churches, into every platform that we are welcome to share about the awareness, the education of it, and also share about the healing aspect of it. Because although it is a horrible, painful experience, there is healing on the other side, if you want it, if you go after it. But it has to be a decision that you make. And so we like to not only focus on sexual abuse, but with anyone who has endured any type of experience or traumatic experience, I am here to encourage you. I am here to be a living testimony for you and let you know that despite the pain that you've gone through, despite your past, it does not have to dictate who you are or where you're going, because God has so much in store for you. God, He did not create you to remain in your past, but He created you because He has something for you to carry out so that He may be glorified. And that's the case for each and every one of us. We have lived, you know, to talk about, to testify about. We are all living testimonies, and I am so excited that you are here, that I am here to share about the goodness of God. So truly, He is wonderful. He is so awesome. And despite everything that is going on around us, we still can find something to thank God for. He's given us a brand new day full of mercy, brand new mercies at that. His love, it still remains the same. His grace, He still continues to provide for us. He's still a covering. He's still a healer. Even though death is surrounded all over the land, He's still a healer, because as many deaths we hear about, I am still hearing and seeing testimonies of God being a healer. So He is still a healer. He is still a protector. He is still our Savior. He is still a redeemer. He is still a way maker. He is still a provider, and so much more that we may not even be able to talk about. And for all of those things, for all of those things, for everything, tell Him thank you. And so tonight, I just begin by telling God thank you for just being who He is, for being the loving Savior that He is. There is none like Him. I mean, we can search for everything that can try, or the things we try to make fill our lives, or those empty part of our lives, or the parts that feel like there is a void, but nothing else can fill that void. Only God can. And so that we give Him thanks and we give Him praise. So I'm so excited that you have decided to join in. To everyone who called in, or whether you're listening online, welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning in. We have a great show. I believe this is my first show for 2021, so I am excited. And before we started the broadcast tonight, you know, I was telling Pastor that I don't know what it is, but it is so much easier to encourage and empower others than it is to encourage and empower ourselves. Even when we know what we're saying is true, it's positive, and, you know, all from God, but when it's time to do it for ourselves, it's so hard. And that's just the human side of us, the flesh side of us. So we may operate in the spirit and allow God to use us when it's time to minister to someone else, But on the flip side, when it comes to us, why is it so hard to minister to ourselves? And even with the Donna Lawrence song, with the song, I can't think of it. Oh, Encourage Yourself. And there's a verse where she said, as I minister to you, I minister to myself. But I can say every time that I have this opportunity to minister on this platform, believe it. Believe me when I say it. I am definitely ministering to myself every single time. There has not been a show where, you know, God was not speaking to me. So every time I minister to everyone who's listening, do believe and do know that I am ministering to myself because I need it. I do get fed from my local church, but I understand why it is important for, you know, anyone who ministers in whatever capacity it is, it is important for you to receive that food as well, because if you cannot pour out if no one is pouring into you. So I am grateful, you know, for the times when it is hard for me to minister to myself. Every time I'm able to pour out, I'm receiving a word as well. So I bless God even for that. And I'm so excited to share what God has given me, and I really, really hope that it encourages someone and it empowers someone and gives someone a little extra push, because even though we are in the beginning of the year and things are still crazy, it's like the year has changed numerically, but some of the same things are still going on, chaos is still going on, but, you know, we know these things are supposed to happen, so we shouldn't even be surprised when something happens. You know, it still catches us off guard, of course, but spiritually, we know that things are going to go chaotic. Everything has a lot to do with, you know, the end of time. So we know things are going to be crazy, but we just can't allow those things to take us off course or to distract us from what God has us doing and on the path that he has us doing. And trust, I know it still catches you off guard. Trust me, I understand. I am human too. But at the end of the day, I am still encouraged because we know that God, he's with us at all times. So we have no reason to fear, no reason to fear, no reason to be afraid, because God is always with us. He told us that I will be with you even unto the very end, to the ends of the world. So God is not going to forsake us. He has never forsaken us. He never will. He is still with us. So at the end of the day, we have to keep trusting and believing and knowing that our hope is in him, like our true hope is in Christ. And so despite everything that's going on, we've got to keep living. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep ministering. We've got to keep doing the work of God. We have to keep working until he comes. He said, occupy until I come. So that means we've got to keep working. We've got to keep preaching the gospel. We've got to keep ministering. We've got to keep showing his love. We've got to keep using the gifts that he's placed inside of us for his glory. So come what may, he is still with us, and we've got to keep going. All right, so tonight's topic, God wants the authentic you. He wants the authentic you. I was thinking about this even more when I stated that how the flesh side of us, it kind of handicaps us or paralyzes us when it's time to minister to ourselves. And this is just me being transparent. You know, I'm not trying to put on or pretend that I have it all together and pretending that I'm always this happy-go-lucky girl or I'm always feeling positive. You know, I do my best, you know, to feel positive and to be positive and think positively. I do my best with that every single day, which I think everyone should, because it can determine what type of day you have. And so that's the human side of me. That's me being transparent. But I know that God still wants that person. He still wants you. He wants the authentic you. He wants, you know, that genuine person that he sees in you. And that's the word that comes to mind when I'm thinking about authentic. And it means it's real, not fake. You know, the real deal. Who you are, not who you're portraying to be, not someone that you're putting, you know, the face that you're putting on, no portrayal of you having it all together, Not the person who lives in this fantasy world where everything is picture perfect, but he wants the real you. He already knows that we're flawed, so we can't even deceive him. We may try to deceive other people, but we cannot deceive God. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. There's no way around it. We cannot deceive him. So David said in Psalms 34 and 18, says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves the contrite in spirit." So that lets us know that God is not concerned about you being, you know, picture perfect or being that perfect Christian. Or maybe you haven't accepted him in your life. But you know what? He still wants that person. He still wants you. Even if you haven't accepted him, whether all the way, whether you haven't fully accepted him, or maybe you haven't accepted him at all. Maybe you haven't made that decision to accept Christ. But guess what? He still wants you. He wants you because that's what love is. That's what love does. His love, it goes beyond all measure. It reaches higher than, you know, any mountain. Just like, you know, the song with the blood. I was thinking about the blood song, but not only with this blood, well, it's all connected because he died for us. And so with him dying and shedding his blood and his love, it reaches to the highest mountain and, you know, and go even above that into the lowest valley. And that's why he wants the real you. He doesn't care about you putting on a front. You don't have to put up a front. I mean, you don't even have to put up a front for people, but I know society sometimes kind of makes us do that. But we don't have to. But a lot of times we choose to. But we don't have to pretend that we're perfect. But a lot of people, they pretend to be perfect. They pretend that they have it all together, you know, and even as believers, they pretend that they have it all together. I mean, just because you are professing salvation, just because you call yourself a believer or a Christian, it does not mean that you're perfect. It does not mean that you have to be perfect, because when God created us, like I said, he knew that we were already flawed. He knew the things that we would do. He knew the things that would happen to us. He knew the things that would cause us to have these mental and emotional after effects. He knew these things would happen. But that did not change the way he feels about us. It does not change the way that he loves us, which is why he still wants the authentic you. But how often do we see people who seem to have it all together, you know, with the natural eye, day to day, even if we don't see them from day to day, but if we look down our timeline on social media, you know, especially on Facebook or Instagram, you know, a picture can say a lot. Like the old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. Now, we see some of these people who appear to have it all together. They appear to be on top of every single thing, crossing every T, dotting every I. And we look at them in amazement, wondering, how do they do it? But let me tell you, don't you dare be discouraged by seeing people that appear to look perfect or appear to have it all together. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, because that's not what God is looking for. That's not what he died for. He did not die for perfection. He died for imperfection, because he knew in the end that we were going to be imperfect. We're going to make mistakes. We will make mistakes. We are human. We are steadily warring back and forth. Remember, there is a war between the spirit and the flesh. And so there will forever be mistakes. There will forever be flaws. There will forever be imperfection. But that is okay, because guess what? God wants the authentic you. He wants the authentic you. So I want to pause for a second. And there is a song that came to mind, you know, while I was working on this, and I'm like, ah, that is the perfect song. Because we spend so much time, you know, whether it's from day to day,
making preparation for our lives or for the day or for the week, trying to make sure that we have everything together. And sometimes it does not work out the way that we want it to, and it's okay. But when it doesn't work out the way we want it to, you get a little upset and a little discouraged. Or maybe it's some mistakes that you've made in your life, because the mistakes that we make, it makes us feel like we are less than a person at times. I mean, if you have a conscience, things that we do or have done in the past that has made us, you know, really question, like, oh, my gosh, why did I do that? Or, you know, how can God still love me for what I said or what I did? But it really makes you evaluate your life whenever you make those mistakes that cause you to feel like you don't deserve God's love. But your mistakes does not mean you don't deserve God's love, because guess what? God still wants you. He still wants that authentic you. The things that have happened to us can make us feel like we don't deserve God's love, because we may, you know, blame God for allowing it to happen, or we may blame God for allowing us to get to a place because of something that was done to us. But God still wants us, even when we blame him, even when we don't do what he asks us to do or do the opposite of what he tells us not, you know, to do or not to do, he still loves us. We'll never understand his thought process, just putting that out there. We'll never understand his thought process, and we'll never understand all of his ways. His ways are always better, because his thoughts are not like our thoughts. And his ways are not like our ways. So we will never understand how God thinks. And it's not for us to understand, I guess. Because when we try to understand his thinking, the only thing that we can really think about is the way that we think, how man thinks. So we'll never understand, you know, how God thinks. His thinking is on a totally different level, because how many times can someone disappoint you before you just call it quits or before you cut them off? Like, I know they ask how many times should we forgive our sister and brother, but 490 times? Yeah, so if someone offended you, like, in one day at that, 490 times, then you can cut them off. But God sets no limit on us. Whenever we mess up, or whenever we do wrong, when we don't do what he says, when we hurt our sisters and brothers, whether in our words or in actions. So that's why we can't think the way that God thinks. It's just mind-blowing if you think about it. Someone who thinks so much of the entire world that he sends his son, sacrifices his only son for the entire world because he knew we'd be imperfect. He knew we'd be imperfect. So he decides to send his son. This is him thinking. This is his thought process. And I don't know about you. I don't think I think like that. And God knows that we're not going to think like that. We're not going to sacrifice our only child or whatever we possess for the entire world. First of all, we don't even know everyone. We don't know the intent of everyone. So why should I even sacrifice anything? You know, that's just us thinking. That's the human side of us thinking. But spiritually, we can understand why God did it. Because he wants us. He wants you. He wants you, it, no matter how ugly, shameful, it doesn't matter. God wants you. And you know how it is, or how it feels when someone, you know, likes you. Like going back to school days, when someone likes you or they have a crush on you and you find out, how does it make you feel? You feel all giddy and you start blushing. And maybe even now as you get older, because, you know, those feelings, they don't go away, or those emotions, and it doesn't go away. So even as you're older and when you find out someone is interested in you and you're actually interested back, it makes you feel good. And so that's how God wants us to feel, the same way, you know, in a different way, you know. He wants us to feel the same way. God, he really wants you. He loves you. And he just wants you to want him back. He wants you to love him back. And what's the harm in it? What's the harm in it? I mean, we're talking about a God who understands every single thing about you, a God who knows already that you are imperfect, a God who knows what was done to you, a God who knows the mistakes that you've made. We're talking about someone who still wants the real you. Yeah, I know you made mistakes. Yeah, I know you messed up. I mean, because in a human life, people don't necessarily have an interest in others who have a past, you know? Some people are turned off by your past. So what? Some people don't want anything to do with you because of your past. And sometimes it's things that happened years ago and people are still holding that grudge against you. And to be honest, they probably don't even know the real you, but they're going based off of your past or what they heard about your past. But God knows, he more than just heard about your past, he knows your past, the ins and outs, everything, and still wants you. Still wants the real you. So I'm going to pause for a couple of minutes, and I want to sing this song because, like I said, this song came to mind whenever I was putting this together. Still talking about God wanting the authentic you, and I'm going to tell you, even through this song, why God wants the authentic you. So this is not my song, just putting that out there. This is not my song. This is a song called Ordinary People, and it's by Mary Mary. And so the song, it really struck me, and the lyrics to it, because a lot of times we devalue who we are based on our past or feel like we are, you know, less than, or feel like God can't use us because of our mistakes or because of our past. But no, 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 let me tell you, the God we serve, he is bigger than our mistakes, bigger than our past. He sees past them enough to, forgive us and still love us. I'll say that. He sees past them enough to love us. Not saying that he agrees with the mistakes that we make. So don't get me wrong with that. Don't get it twisted. He doesn't agree with every mistake that we make. But just because we make our mistakes, his love surpasses all of that. And if we have someone in our life who can still love us despite the way we treat him, you know, because if we're truthful and honest, we're not always treating God the best that we can. He's not always the first person we talk to every morning. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we do him an injustice. We kind of put him on the side and, let me talk to God. But even when we do that, God still loves us and still wants us. All right, so let me sing a little piece of this song, and I want you to listen carefully to the lyrics. So, again, this is not my song. This is Ordinary People by Mary Mary. I'm just ordinary people who found extraordinary love. Sometimes it's hard to believe that God keeps loving me so much. There's so many people I look up to. Used to tell them I wanna be just like you. Then God took ordinary me and gave me a chance. And every day I gotta thank him for where I am. I'm just ordinary people who found extraordinary love. Sometimes it's hard to believe that God keeps loving me so much. I looked in the mirror, I saw average, and you looked down from heaven, you saw a gift. Still can't figure out why you love me so. But that's what makes you God, I guess I'll never know. 'Cause I'm just ordinary people. who found extraordinary love. Sometimes it's hard to believe that God keeps loving me so much. Listen to me, I can tell you how it goes. God can take a nobody who no one knows, make him more than you could ever could be. Ask me how I know he did it for me. I'm just ordinary people who found extraordinary love. Sometimes it's hard to believe that God keeps loving me so much, 'cause I'm just ordinary people who found extraordinary love. Sometimes it's hard to believe that God keeps loving me so much.
So we are just ordinary people, you and I. It was nothing that we could do, nothing we can say, no action, no deed, no words, no, it doesn't matter how eloquent the words may be. There is nothing that we can do that would, you know, make God love us even more, because he already loves us right where we are. He loves you right where you are. And so ordinary people who just found this extraordinary love. So it's like extraordinary. It's not just ordinary, nothing plain, nothing simple, but we're talking about something amazing. When something is extraordinary or extraordinary, it's really amazing. Nothing like it. Nothing compares to it. And so we have a God who shows this amazing love, who shows love like no other. And we cannot talk about the cross enough, because that demonstrates his love. That's the number one thing that demonstrates his love, him sending his son to the cross for you and I. I mean, that's some extraordinary love. I don't know anyone who shows love like that. I don't care what person tells you they love you so much, but nobody loves you as much as God does. Don't ever forget that. So even when people walk away, when people hurt you, just remember that no one loves you as much as God does, because he has that extraordinary love. And even when you think about it, it's hard to believe that God, he keeps loving us so much day after day. He loves the authentic you extraordinarily. And so when we begin to look at other people and we're like, begin to measure ourselves, we got to stop. We can't measure ourselves with others, because we don't know what they have going on. We can only focus on us and our relationship with God. We can only worry about us. This is a single person thing. It's all about you and God, because it's real. And so God can take anyone, and if you read the Bible, anything, he can take anyone and use them. He can take an ordinary person and just use them. He can take the authentic you and still use you and take you to places that you never thought that you would be. Never the places you never thought you've not even imagined. And that's just you being authentic. He doesn't want to use someone who is pretending to be perfect. No. Like, what sense does that make? Even with us, like, I don't want to work with someone who's pretending to be real. I don't want to work with someone who's fake, because that's not going to benefit the kingdom of God. It's not going to benefit neither one of us. I need you to be authentic. God wants you to be authentic. So when we look in the mirror,
we may see this average person. And it's okay because we're just ordinary. We are average, but you know what? God, he still, he calls us a peculiar people, a chosen generation. So even when we look in the mirror and see average, God sees so much more. He sees a gift. That's what the lyric says. He said, I look in the mirror, I saw average. You look down from heaven and you saw a gift. So, baby, you ain't average, but you are a gift. You are a gift from God. So, you know, somebody's like, oh, why is she pretending to be all that? No, I am a gift from God. I don't have to pretend. I am being me. I am being authentic, and I am still a gift from God. Now, don't get it twisted, because I know a lot of times when people say, oh, no, I'm just real, but sometimes their realness is rudeness. So just because you're being real does not mean you have to go around rolling your head and clapping your hands, telling people off and saying that's just being real. I'm not talking about that kind of realness, but I'm talking about being authentically you, being authentic, being real, and being a gift of God. So from this night forward, don't even think of yourself being average. Say, no, you are a gift. Why? Because God sees me as a gift. And so I still can't figure out why you love me so, but that's what makes you God. I'll never know. Again, we don't know how God thinks. We don't know his mindset. And we'll never know. All we can do is accept his love. Accept his love. And accept being a gift. So God can take a nobody. Y'all remember the old song, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. The song still applies today. I mean, I don't want you to look at yourself as a nobody, but, you know, figure of speech. Remember, you are a gift. But just keeping it in lines with the song, God can take a nobody who no one knows. You don't have to be on a huge platform in order to be used by God. As long as you are authentic, hey, God can usually use you wherever you are. So you don't have to be popular. You don't have to have the biggest platform. You don't have to have the biggest social media follow. God can still use you. I mean, because to be honest, this is just the way I feel. I mean, y'all may feel a little indifferent. But to be honest, a lot of these people who have these large follow bases, they are not studying God. They are not glorifying God. Because there are some things that people do in order to get that large follow base. And so as believers, we have to make sure that we're not looking at numbers or looking at these people pretending to be someone that they're not just to get that popularity. Because, you know, guys, he'll take somebody ordinary. You don't have to use the popular. Now, there are some people who are popular and God is using. So you just use your spirit of discernment. So, but God, he'll use you no matter who you are, where you are, whoever your followers are. Because the right people who are following you or who God allows to follow you, they're going to be the ones who need to hear what you say or what you are able to minister. So God already knows. He already has it figured out. So don't pay attention to numbers, and don't allow numbers to make you. You know, that's not what makes you authentic. Numbers don't, no. This came to me. So when you're on Facebook, no, not even Facebook. Yeah, I think it's on Facebook. Facebook, I think the first place I saw it was Twitter, actually. But Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, whenever you reach a certain amount of numbers, you get verified. So don't think that you need numbers in order for God to verify you. No. Popularity does not mean that you are real. Popularity does not mean God will love you anymore. But no, just being authentic, accepting God's love. That's all you need, accepting his love, accepting the fact that he sent his son, you know, to die for you. So just be you, be authentic. And so God can take a nobody who no one knows, make him more than you could ever be. Ask me how I know he did it for me. And I can say he did it for me too. He did it for so many others. Being a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, did not think that I would be able to do the things that I've been able to do. I mean, God has used my story to catapult others into sharing their stories or starting them on their healing of journey or starting them on their journey of freedom. And I did not see this. I'm telling you, I did not see this years ago. I was just trying to be this perfect, you know, Christian singer, trying to do my best. I was not even worried about sharing. You know, I was not about to share what happened to me. Even though it was an authentic story, but no, ma'am, no, sir, I was not going to share that. That was going to be a secret that I carried to the grave. But God saw fit to stir it up inside of me and say, daughter, I need you to share your story. Daughter, you are a gift. Daughter, I need you to set others free. I need you to use your story for my glory. And he is saying the same thing to you. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you've done. I don't know the mistakes that you made, the mistakes that you are ashamed of speaking of. And I'm not saying that you have to share every single thing that you've done, but God will stir up those things inside of you, what needs to be shared, so the right people can find freedom, so the right people can find him. And so it's going to take us being genuine. We have to be genuine Christians. There's already too many fake Christians out there. We got Christians living one life, living another one, saying one thing and doing another. Time out for that. We need some authentic people, authentic Christians who are willing to say, yes, I've messed up. Yes, this happened to me. Yes, I felt devalued. Yes, I felt like God would not love me anymore, or question how could God love me, or how could God even allow this to happen? What, you know, all of those questions. But that's just being authentic. So God needs and he wants the authentic you so he can use your story, so he can use, you know, ultimately your past to help draw others to him. So 1 Corinthians 12:9-10. It says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So all of this that I've been sharing, how I felt, you know, the emotions, the feelings, the words that I said, the thoughts that I had in my head, my weaknesses, the hardships, the difficulties, I can say like Paul, I can boast about it because, you know, that's how I felt. This is real. That was real. The emotions that you felt before, or maybe you're feeling right now, the difficult times that you're going through, the weaknesses that you're having right now, it is real. But the reason why I can boast about it, or you said, Paul said, more gladly about my weaknesses, because I know it's Christ's power that rests on me. It is because of his power, get this, it is because of his power that I am even able to speak tonight. This very moment, this past, you know, the past 38 minutes, it's because of Christ's power that rests on me. And I can gladly, you know, gladly talk about how I felt, what I went through. And please don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that I'm happy that it happened. I'm not saying that I'm happy that I made mistakes. We can know that Christ's power, it can still rest on us even after we've made mistakes, even after bad things have happened to us. And so he says, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties, because when I am weak, then I am strong. So although all those things, they come to make us weak. They come to make us give up, call it quits. But Christ's power says that I am strong.
So even as I reflect on my past, even as those emotions or the triggers may happen, I can still say, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because of Christ's power. And that comes from just being authentic. I'm not trying to pretend that every day is perfect despite my past. I'm not trying to say that I am 100% over being molested. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And it's all because of Christ's power. It's not anything that I've done. I cannot, and I will not. I do not want to do this on my own, because if I try to do it on my own, I'll fail. So I need Christ's power. We need his power in order to be strong. And thank God for his grace. Paul said that his grace is enough for everyone. His power shows up every time our weakness is present. So for every time weakness is present, God's power will show up. Guarantee it. There have been plenty of times when I've had to minister, and I was so weak, and not just physically weak, but spiritually weak and emotionally weak and mentally weak. There have been so many times when I've had to minister, but God's power showed up. I mean, countless times. I can just think back on those moments. But thank God for his grace and thank God for his power. He continues to say that he will gladly share how weak he is or how imperfect he is. He would gladly share about his flaws instead of pretending to be perfect. So it is okay to share about the flaws. It's okay to share about your weaknesses and your imperfections. We don't have to pretend to be perfect. We don't have to pretend that we don't go through difficult times or act as if we have it going on with absolutely no problems. We don't have to be fake. Ever think your friends or whoever you're watching or following, don't think that they're so perfect and they have it going on. You have no idea what's on the back end. You don't see the struggle. You don't see the weaknesses. You don't see the breakdowns. All you see is the power of God. Plenty of times, especially as ministers and pastors, plenty of times they have probably had to put up a front, but I'm not going to say put up a front. Let's just say plenty of times they may have been weak, you know, as I was talking earlier or sharing earlier. Plenty of times I'm sure ministers and pastors or however you operate, when it comes to, you know, kingdom building, I am pretty sure plenty of times they have been weak. But because of the power of God, it's covered and the weakness is not revealed. Because God knows what he's doing. He knows who needs to hear you, who needs to see you, who needs to hear your story. He knows who needs to be reached through you. And so we can't do it unless we're authentic, because that's what God wants to use. That's who people want to see and need to see. That's what people need, and especially in a time like this, because there have been so many phony Christians. And, you know, people have got hip to it. And so it kind of puts us at a disadvantage, and it kind of hurts, you know, the real believers and the real Christians who are trying to do good. And sometimes it becomes frustrating, but even when it gets frustrating, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep being authentic and keep allowing God to use you. Yes, we've all made mistakes. Yes, we've messed up. We said some things we should not have said. Thought some things we should not have thought. We have ugly pasts. End of the day, God still wants the authentic you. He is willing to meet you even where you are right now. He wants you because he loves you. And he just wants you to love him back. So maybe you haven't fully accepted him into your life, or maybe you have not accepted him at all. But if you would only take this moment, take this opportunity while there is still breath in your body, there is still hope, you're still alive, you're still in your right mind, and you have an opportunity of a lifetime to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, right where you are, no matter what your past is, he still loves you that much. He doesn't love you any less because of what you said or what you've done, but I feel like he loves you even more because he knows that you're going to be hard on yourself. You're going to think or feel like you don't deserve his love, but God, no, he wants you, and he is just to forgive you for all of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, meaning all your wrongdoings, all of your mistakes. He is willing to forgive you, to give you a new slate so you can begin a new life, but this time a life with him. So won't you make that decision tonight? Accept Jesus. Or accept him fully. Let's try it again. You didn't get it right back in 2020 because of everything that was going on, but we're now in 2021. So let's try it again, and let's accept him fully, and let's do it together. That's what God is saying. Let's do this together. You've tried it your way. It may have worked for a little while, but were you really happy? Were you truly satisfied? So God is saying, let's try it again. And let's do things my way. And so I want you to close your eyes and pray with me so we can begin your new life. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you even for this very moment. Thank you for just being who you are, for being so loving, so kind, so gracious, so forgiving. Thank you for loving us for who we are, right where we are, despite our flaws, despite the mistakes that we've made, everything that we've done wrong. And for that, we want to ask for your forgiveness. God, we pray that you would wipe up our slate, remove everything that's not like you, every thought, remove it. Everything that's not of you, we ask that you remove it. Forgive us, God, for everything we said, done, every evil thought, things that we may have known that we've done and the things that are unknown. God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on a cross for us, to save us from all of our sins so that we may have everlasting life. Father, we believe that you did just that so that we may reign with you eternity. God, we thank you for being the just guy. God, we invite you into our lives. Those who are inviting you, God, I pray that you would enter into their hearts and that you would change their mind, that you would change their heart. God, I pray that you will just begin to move in their lives in the name of Jesus. Those who have tried to do it their way, God, I pray that they accept you tonight and go in with a new mindset saying, God, we're going to do it your way. We're going to do this together. God, we don't want to do this on our own. God, I don't want to do this by myself because my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't think like you. I don't move like you. So, God, I need your power. I need your Holy Spirit to take full control. God, I ask that you move in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I may not know who is listening right now. Lord, I may not know who is inviting you right now. But God, I pray that you will continue to move by your Holy Spirit and just have your way in the name of Jesus. Wherever that man, wherever that woman, that boy and girl may be listening, wherever they may be sitting, oh God, I ask that you move in the mighty name of Jesus. Set free, God, heal, God, deliver, and God, save in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know that you are able to do all things. There is nothing too hard for you. God, we serve a God who can do the impossible. And, God, even though we are in various places, God, I know that your word is still powerful. God, I know that your word can go where we can't go. Your spirit can go where we can't go in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who are listening tonight, those who need a healing, those who need a deliverance, those who need a miracle. God, I pray that you will grant those requests tonight. God, I pray for those who are sick, those who may have the virus, those who have an effect from the virus. God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have lost loved ones. Oh, look on those who are bereaving. God, I ask that you comfort and strengthen only like you can in the name of Jesus. Look on every leader from the White House on down. God, you told us to pray for them. So, God, I pray for every official. God, I pray for every state official, every city official in the name of Jesus. Even as we go through these uncertain times, God, I pray that you continue to even cover us. God, I pray that you be with them even as they make the decisions that may affect the people of God. God, we know these things are supposed to happen and it's all from your will. But, God, help us not to get distracted from the work that you have put inside of us to do, but help us to continue to occupy until you come. God, help us not to be discouraged, but help us to be empowered and encouraged to continue to share the goodness of your love and your word, and just help us to show your spirit everywhere we go in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to continue to bless even this ministry, this entire platform, every host that comes on from night to night. God, I pray that you be with them, continue to strengthen them as well. God, we thank you for every opportunity. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and all that you continue to do for us. We praise you. We thank you. And God, we love you so much. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for accepting us for who we are and help us to show the same grace and mercy towards others. Because, God, sometimes it's a hard thing to do. But, God, we know if you can do it, then we can too, and we can draw others to you. Help us to be authentic so that we are able to be used by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our pastor, and she's going to give us our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for that word that has gone out this evening by our very own minister, Arsenius Jackson. God wants to off you. Hallelujah. God, he wants the real you, the true you. Hallelujah. I just thank God for that word. I know that it has touched my soul. I know by faith that it has touched the souls out there of all those who were listening. By faith, that soul that gave their life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network at 9 p.m. with the Daughters of Ruth and the host, Reverend Maureen Lee. Again, 9 p.m. tomorrow evening, Daughters of Ruth and host, Reverend Maureen Lee, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on Instagram. I'm sorry, Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Again, that's purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Again, Minister Arsenius, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hands to close us out.
All right, thank you for those announcements. And at this time, I just want to take a moment to thank all of our online listeners, those of you who logged in. Thank you so much for tuning in. And to everyone that called in, again, thank you so much, so, so much. It means a lot whenever you, you know, take time out of your schedule just to worship with us and share with in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So thank you again, and thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network for even having this opportunity and this great platform where we're able to share the goodness of God. For more information about my organization, One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at www.onett.me. That's onett.me, and you'll learn more about what the organization is doing, what we've done in the past, and, of course, the new changes that we're doing right now due to the pandemic that's going on. By way of announcement with the organization, we are starting our Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program Spring Semester Backup, which will be virtual. And so with us being virtual, we're able to accept girls from all over the world. So if you are a parent and would like for your daughter to be a part of our mentoring program, please sign them up. It's on the website at, you know, onett.me, and you'll click on the services tab, and you can sign your daughter up. We're going to meet 10 weeks virtually once a week by way of Zoom. And so we are excited because it's opened doors for us to meet other young ladies from around the world. We'll meet every Monday at 6:30, and it'll be on Zoom. And if you are interested, all you have to do is sign them up. It is free, but of course donations are still welcome because we do have wonderful mentors who are taking time out of their busy schedule to, you know, make sure this program is carried out. So and all of them are volunteering. They've been doing this, some of them, for going on 4 years. So this is, it's awesome that we're still able to keep it going even during a time like this, because we know that our children, they still need an outlet, even though they're stuck in the house, you know, doing virtual school. But we want to give them another outlet and something for them to do. So again, it's, you know, it's for girls ages 6 to 15, and we'll take 18 as long as you're still in school. But we're meeting every Monday starting January 25th, and it'll be posted on the, it's posted on the website, and I'll also post it on my personal Facebook page, and it's on the Instagram and Twitter page, which is @ONETT, and you can follow both One Touch Transformation and Butterfly Effect. So again, the mentoring program will start up January 25th, and like I said, it is free, and it's an opportunity for, you know, young girls to connect all over the world while we are empowering them, checking on them, making sure that, you know, they're okay, especially at a time like this, because times are definitely different. For more information about me, you can follow me on Facebook, and my website is arthenius.com. And for, you know, upcoming events, so I'm still working, you know, I'm still working, and I'm trying, and I'm saying trying to stay encouraged during these times, because it has gotten a little rough. Times have been a little discouraging, but I know that I still have the power of Christ as helping me along the way. So it keeps me going. It keeps me working. And that's all I can do. That's all I can do. So I ask that all of you continue to keep me in your prayers so that I may be strengthened and continue to do the work that God has placed inside of me. I've been working on music and still have, did not have a release date, but also there is something else in the works that I'll be more than happy to share about as we get closer to it. But until then, I'll keep that under the wraps, but I'm excited about what's going to be released soon, especially in the spring, because, you know, like I said, we got to keep working, we got to keep doing it, because, you know, God is with us, he's got us, he's gonna be with us until the very end. So we've got to keep working. He's going to hold up his end, so we got to hold up our end of the bargain. Okay? All right, so again, thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget, sign your daughter up if you'd like her to be a part of this great program. We have lots of fun. The girls are very interactive, and like I said, we're just talking about everyday life skills. We focus on the mental and the emotional side, and we also do arts and crafts, even, you know, through virtual. So be sure to sign up, and if you just need more information about it, feel free to inbox me,
and on Facebook or even on the website. So I hope you have a wonderful night. And remember, God wants the authentic you. Have a great night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me, I will not lose.
Yeah.